Chapter 21. Feel. Can you feel the tension in this room? Mood. I'm not in the mood to argue with you. Emotion. She was good at hiding her emotions. Temper. He is in a very bad temper today. Manner. He is easy in conversation and graceful in manner. Attitude. We must maintain a firm attitude. Character. The new buildings have changed the character of the village. Personality. The boy is developing a fine personality. Trait. Thousands of years later, people are still arguing vehemently against each other over whether personality traits are born or learned. Virtue. Patriotism, respect, and patience are always good virtues. Feature. Her eyes were her best feature. Stature. Bernard was short in stature, with a large head. Flesh. The pain was almost more than flesh could take. Mankind. Mankind learns its first language in early childhood. Human. The accident was caused by human error. Bone. Once cancer has spread to the bone, it's difficult to treat. Backbone. The bachelors are the backbone of this community. Skeleton. A long illness made a skeleton out of him. Skull. He can't seem to get it into his skull that I'm just not interested in him. Brain. His brain was working overtime. Mind. The mind is the kingdom of thought. Physical. Physical fitness means having a strong, healthy body. Mental. He got the answer by mental arithmetic. Cheek. A bumblebee stung me on the cheek. Forehead. The cut on his forehead scarred over. Brow. He furrowed his brows in thought. Eyelash. She batted her long, dark eyelashes at him. Lip. They came to the lip of a dead crater. Mouth. They gave him mouth-to-mouth resuscitation and heart massage. Tongue. The tongue is one of the organs for pronunciation. Throat. His throat was dry and sore. Gorge. We live near the Three Gorges. Chin. Ben caught him on the chin with an uppercut. Jaw. He fingered his jaw thoughtfully. Neck. The racers were neck and neck at the finish. Beard. He has a light beard and never shaves it. Shoulder. I stand shoulder to shoulder with Julia on this important issue. Limb. Men and women have four limbs, two arms and two legs. Elbow. He was elbowed aside on the bus. Wrist. His injured wrist began to swell. Thumb. She gave him a thumbs up sign. Palm. He put the insect on the palm of his hand. Finger. My fingers prick. Fist. We will extend the hand if you're willing to unclench your fist. Chest. The swordsman wore chest protectors. Abdomen. I have pain in the lower abdomen. Rib. He suffered three cracked ribs in an accident. Waist. She took in the waist of her dress. Organ. The heart is a vital organ. Liver. The poor man has a serious disease of the liver. Stomach. He had eaten too much and his stomach started to kick up. Womb. The competition basically starts when the kids are in the womb. Kidney. Each person has a pair of kidneys. Lung. A lot of patients are suffering the pain of lung cancer. Gland. His internal secretory gland cannot work. Chamber. The heart has four chambers. Intestine. Each day, 7 to 10 liters of water enter the small intestine. Thigh. Fat tends to accumulate around the hips and thighs. Joint. Our arms and legs bend at the joints, which are known as the elbows and knees. Knee. I accidentally hit my knee on the desk. Lap. They are on the last lap of their journey round the world. Ankle. Her ankle was very painful. Heel. There's a hole in the heel of my stocking. Toe. He cut his big toe on a sharp stone. Muscle. Physical exercises develop muscle. Paw. He beamed and laughed, and in the exuberance of his delight, sweated at every pore. Pulse. The doctor felt her pulse on her wrist. Artery. Any beat of the heart might open the artery and spray the brain with blood. Nerve. She gets nerves before every examination. Hormone. Hormones can control certain organs with your body. Immune. The child is immune to measles. Stimulus. Light is a stimulus to growth in plants. Biorhythm. Living in a noisy environment for a long time might disturb one's biorhythm. Lifestyle. He was troubled by the lifestyle of his son. Habit. He is in the habit of rising early. Sense. I had the sense that he was worried about something. Sight. I'm having laser treatment to improve my sight. Eyesight. The eye drops will help improve your eyesight. View. His view of life is different from yours. Visual. Her designs have a strong visual appeal. Visible. The comet is visible to the naked eye. Vague. In a fog, we could only see the vague outline of a tall building. Blind. She wanted it so much that she became so stupid and blind. Dumb. They remained dumb at the meeting. Oral. The opera was an oral as well as a visual delight. Dental. Some hospitals in Ireland provide free dental treatment to certain citizens. Awake. The children are still wide awake. Yawn. I felt so sleepy that I couldn't stop yawning. Nap. It's my habit to take a nap at noon. Doze. He dozed away the whole afternoon. Quiet. When you are in a library, you must be quiet. Asleep. He soon fell asleep with weariness. Cripple. She was crippled in the car accident. Lame. The lame child lagged behind. Dwarf. There is a dwarf apple tree in our garden. Pregnancy. The pregnancy was an accident. Born. The youngest is a born politician. Condom. When a woman finds lipstick stains on her husband's clothing or unfamiliar condoms in his pocket, it brings the worst in her. Clone. He was opposed to using this unusual animal husbandry technique to clone humans. Symptom. Fever is a symptom of many illnesses. Disease. The entire population of this village was wiped out by the terrible disease. Illness. His illness diminished his health. Moan. Each time she moved her head, she let out a moan. Infection. Are you sure there is no danger of infection now? Detriment. Smoking is now considered a detriment to health. Broken. He likes to tinker with broken gadgets. Disable. He was disabled in an accident and couldn't play football anymore. Invalid. The old lady resented being treated as an invalid. Patient. He is a patient man, but not even he could sit down under that kind of provocation. Dysfunction. The neurological dysfunction disabled him. Diabetes. The poor old man was afflicted with diabetes. Obesity. Obesity is a problem for many people in contemporary society. Overweight. Too many people in the United States are overweight. Hypertension. They claim that hypertension has numerous causes. Paralyze. The electricity failure paralyzed the train service. Dizzy. The old woman was dizzied by the strong wind. Insane. He must be insane to drive his car so fast. Insomnia. He suffered from insomnia and was taking sleeping pills each night. Allergy. People with allergies and other respiratory and heart ailments may be more seriously affected. Heart attack. Heart attack is a sudden, severe instance of abnormal heart function. Cancer. The patient finally died from cancer. Arthritis. The medicine can cure arthritis. Pimple. He has a lot of pimples on his face. Stroke. I know a doctor who is expert in curing stroke. Plague. Plague came in the wake of earthquake. Flu. The bird flu can spread quickly. Fever. Football fever gripped the town when the local team reached the final. Headache. The aspirins erased my headache. Swell. These small items help to swell the total greatly. Choke. She found it hard to choke down her anger. Injure. Don't injure yourself with that tool. Injury. She still suffers considerable discomfort from her injury. Hurt. The rumors hurt his reputation badly. Bleed. All the soldiers are ready to bleed for their country. Bruise. Who removes stones, bruise their fingers. Scar. The wound left a scar. Wound. I hope her emotional wound will heal with the passing of time. Trauma. That trauma, 5 years ago, left more than 90,000 people dead or missing. Lump. There is a nasty lump on her neck. Pain. His leg was broken and he suffered great pain. Death. The seedling was frozen to death. Mortal. It is an indisputable fact that man is mortal. Demise. The land demised to a charitable institution. Doom. Dissonance among three partners doomed the project. Fatal. The fatal hour has come. Lethal. This pesticide is not only lethal to pests, but also dangerous for your pets. Corpus. He asked his children to have his corpus burnt after his death. Overwork. I was completely knackered from overwork. Tire. My legs began to tire after half an hour's aerobic workout. Exhaust. The enemy troops were exhausted and demoralized. Fatigue. The patient fatigues easily. Faint. He felt faint because of starvation. Feeble. Grandmother has been getting feebler lately. Weary. After many hours in the saddle, he was very weary. Weaken. Because transplants weaken the immune system, they cannot be performed on sick patients. Uncomfortable. I have an uncomfortable feeling deep in my throat. Unconscious. This wounded soldier was unconscious from his loss of blood. Chronic. He is good at treating chronic diseased patients. Acute. He has given an acute analysis of the situation. Sore. My legs are sore from all that running yesterday. Sorrow. He told me with sorrow that his mother was very ill. Suffering. Inward suffering is the worst nemesis. Lament. He lamented his thoughtless acts. Hospital. When I left hospital, I was completely cured. Therapy. Physical therapy will alternate with chemical therapy. Healthcare. I watched a program about healthcare. Sanitary. There was a small and not very sanitary inn nearby. Medical. Before you join the company, you will have to have a medical examination. Curative. This herb was once thought to be curative. Hygiene. Wash yourself regularly to ensure personal hygiene. Fitness. The long climb tested our fitness and stamina. Clinic. The psychological clinic is located near the newly built railway station. Physician. He prefers to be a surgeon rather than a physician. Surgeon. The surgeon has performed an operation. Operation. The operation of this machine is simple. Cure. What can't be cured must be endured. Heal. The terrible wound took a long time to heal. Treatment. A proper treatment will do great good to both his body and his psychology. Check. Do look out for spelling mistakes when you check your homework. Prescription. What's your prescription for a happy marriage? Transplant. The patient rejected the transplanted heart. X-ray. She went to the hospital for an x-ray yesterday. Injection. The doctor gave her an injection to alleviate the pain. Precaution. Safety first. Precaution crucial. Vaccinate. Many people are vaccinated against smallpox as children. Quarantine. The quarantine is now abolished. Segregate. The doctor segregated the child sick with scarlet fever. Isolate. The farm is isolated and the nearest house is 30 kilometers away. Pharmacy. In the West, you probably don't go to the hospital to buy drugs. You go to the pharmacy or drugstore. Medicine. I have a stomach ache. May I have some medicine? Remedy. Your only remedy is to go to law. Drug. His medicine is a drug that can be injected or taken by mouth. Pill. The doctor told him to take 6 pills a day until he fully recovered. Antibiotic. The factory is specialized in the production of antibiotics. Acupuncture. Do you believe in Chinese acupuncture? Penicillin. He gave me a second shot of penicillin. Morphine. Morphine, like cocaine, is addictive. Dose. Take 1 dose of this cough syrup 3 times a day. Recovery. We are surprised by the speed of her recovery. Refresh. A cool drink refreshed me after my long walk. Relief. I felt great relief when I heard I had passed the examination. Relieve. The government acted quickly to relieve the widespread distress caused by the earthquake. Alleviate. The doctor gave her an injection to alleviate the pain. Resume. We resumed our work after a rest. Ease. He is expected to win the game with ease. Relax. Relax for a while and take it easy. Normal. The normal price of a ticket is $230. Common. We have common topics to talk about. Usual. We have mainly adopted some usual international practices. Optimistic. We are optimistic about its future. Pessimistic. He is pessimistic about the future. Positive. It was a positive delight to hear her sing so beautifully. Negative. Petroleum extraction can have a negative impact on the environment. Passive. It lands the manager in a passive position. Enthusiastic. You were so enthusiastic, so I couldn't say no to your invitation. Indifferent. He is indifferent to the result of the exam. Apathetic. I cannot understand your apathetic attitude. Negligible. The damage to my car is negligible. Happiness. I desire happiness. Delight. She delights in cooking lovely meals. Merry. There is a merry smile on her face. Fun. I'm learning to cook just for the fun of it. Joke. He closed his speech with a funny joke. Laughter. We couldn't withhold our laughter. Joy. He is in immeasurable joy. Please. It's difficult to please everybody. Rejoice. We rejoiced at the good news. Thrill. It's a sight that never fails to thrill me. Cheer. They beat drums to cheer up the players. Pleasure. She took no pleasure in her work. Agreeable. My parents are quite agreeable to my decision to study abroad. Exhilarate. His bold designs always exhilarate the viewers. Satisfactory. The efficacy of the medicine is satisfactory. Desirable. It is most desirable that he should attend the conference. Exciting. I like the exciting rhythm of African drum music. Keen. They are rather keen on your new type woolens. Zeal. Jack served everyone with zeal. Lively. He is an outgoing and lively person. Lovely. The girl's rosy cheeks made her look very lovely. Fond. A fond mother may spoil her children. Favor. Would you please do me a favor, Ben? Surprising. It is surprising that a man like that was elected. Startle. He was startled by the news. Amazing. It's amazing that human beings can always survive all kinds of difficulties. Astound. He was astounded when he heard that his son had taken drugs. Hectic. The journalist led a hectic life. Liberal. My father gives me a liberal amount of money every week. Generous. She was always very generous in making donations to charity. Gentle. Gentle music can relax me. Humble. Being humble means that you do not allow your current opinions and beliefs to get in the way of new learning. Modest. She is very modest about the prizes she has won. Humorous. I have plenty of humorous tales. Polite. It is not polite of you to cut the speaker off. Frank. A frank discussion can help clear the air. Mysterious. That enchanter is very mysterious. Curious. It is good to be curious about the world around you. Daring. He had proved himself a most daring adventurer. Manly. He looks very manly in his uniform. Direct. I'm in direct contact with the hijackers. Earnest. I'm sure he was earnest when he said he would come. Honesty. I respect you for your honesty. Proud. It was a proud day for us when we won the trophy. Rational. Man is a rational being. Seriously. The judge appeared to weigh the matter seriously. Stern. She had a stern father who never praised her. Friendly. The meeting has a very friendly atmosphere. Hospitable. Be hospitable. Sometimes cups of tea or even slices of toast can give you a head start in making friends. Romantic. It is said that Frenchmen are among the most romantic peoples in the world. Freedom. By persistence, many countries won freedom. Careful. He is careful in his speech. Concern. As far as I'm concerned, I'm not against your plan. Confidence. I have full confidence that you will succeed. Considerate. It was considerate of you to bring me my raincoat. Thoughtful. It was thoughtful of you to inform me of your arrival. Sympathetic. The volunteers felt sympathetic to the victims. Ready. They got ready to launch an attack. Apologize. He will apologize to her for not going to her party. Apology. Please accept my apology. Mercy. We were treated with mercy. Admire. Everybody admires him for his fine sense of humor. Remarkable. He has a remarkable memory. Grateful. She was grateful beyond words. Gratitude. I am full of gratitude to you for helping me. Eager. He is eager to take you to meet his friends. Sound. The book is full of sound advice. Picturesque. I was attracted by the picturesque scene on the West Lake. Promising. The weather looks promising. Prominent. A single tree in a field is prominent. Awesome. My truth, and your surest help in time of need, is as awesome as the night sky, and as simply, incontrovertibly trustful as a baby's gurgle. Arduous. In those days, long-distance travel was slow and arduous. Tough. You need to be tough to survive in a society full of competition. Robust. His robust strength was a counterpoise to the disease. Sturdy. The child had sturdy legs. Steadfast. He was a steadfast bachelor and intended to remain so. Tender. My finger is tender because I cut it on a piece of glass yesterday. Temperate. A temperate diet ought to be encouraged, especially among those with obesity. Delicate. Delicate plants must be protected from cold wind and frost. Mundane. Even the most mundane things can become objects of beauty in a Frenchman's eyes. Naive. He makes fun of her naive attitude. Childish. The little girl spoke in a high, childish voice. Sincere. Please accept my sincere congratulations. Liable. He is liable to come today. Trustworthy. The firm is one of our most trustworthy concerns. Enterprising. Some enterprising students are designing management software for the university. Sane. He is a very sane person. Strenuous. Sherry's been making a strenuous effort to lose weight. Rigorous. We should obey the rigorous discipline. Strict. Our teacher is strict. We have to do what she says. Severe. That severe teacher has gone abroad, so you can breathe freely again. Mutual. You need mutual understanding to set up your cooperation. Resemble. She resembles her sister in appearance, but not in character. Similar. I know how you feel because I've had a similar experience myself. Familiar. This song sounds familiar. Naked. He rushed out naked. Bear. Don't walk on that broken glass with bare feet. Private. We each have our private views about it. Intuition. My intuition turned out to be correct. Spontaneous. It is a spontaneous cheer from the crowd. Implicit. She has implicit trust in her secretary. Illusion. Some hairstyles can give an illusion of extra thickness. Imaginary. An imaginary confrontation was played out in my mind. Fancy. I fancy that it's going to rain. Fate. She wondered what fate had in store for her next. Fortune. Everyone is the architect of his own fortune. Agony. It was great agony to watch him passing away. Grief. She did not show her grief when her son died. Grieve. It grieves me to see him in such bad health. Miserable. The child is cold, hungry, and tired, so of course he's feeling miserable. Distress. I pray that you will have pity on my distress. Sadness. There was a tinge of sadness in the man's voice. Gloomy. Being alone in that gloomy house made me nervous. Disappoint. The result disappointed him. Discourage. The woman tried to discourage her husband from driving too fast. Wretched. I was shocked to see their wretched living conditions. Frustrating. After 2 hours of frustrating delay, the train at last arrived. Mourn. We mourn for our fallen soldiers. Anger. His face was inflamed with anger. Furious. The furious workers instigated a strike. Frown. We interpret a frown as a sign of disapproval. Rage. My father was in a rage last night. Irritate. The noise of the children was irritating me. Hate. They hate each other. Hatred. His words stirred up my hatred. Nuisance. Don't make yourself a nuisance to others. Disgust. The smell filled me with disgust. Vex. She was vexed at her failure. Harass. A gang of delinquents harassed the storekeeper from time to time. Bore. Don't bore me with these boring jokes. Bother. We had a lot of bother finding our way to his house. Troublesome. You must learn to rid yourself of such troublesome thoughts. Awful. It would be awful if he found out the truth. Unpleasant. It happened with unpleasant consequences. Adverse. This policy will have an adverse effect on our new project. Hostile. Ever since I got better marks than Parker, he has been hostile to me. Indignant. He is indignant at the false accusation. Radical. His opinions are very radical. Mad. She was almost mad with grief when her son died. Crazy. Are you crazy? Wicked. It is wicked of you to torment the poor dog. Vicious. She was shocked by the vicious criticism. Vulgar. Vulgar fashions filled the store windows. Mean. The guy is mean. I mean, really mean. I think you should stay away from him. Ego. That promotion really boosted her ego. Selfish. He is probably the most selfish man in town. Nasty. He is a nasty guy. Rash. May I remind you, it was your own rash actions that got us into this predicament. Volatile. People are afraid to change jobs in today's volatile economy. Weird. Her weird dress attracted attention in the small town. Excessive. Excessive patriotism can lead to xenophobia. Anxiety. It proved difficult to disguise his anxiety. Restless. The audience was becoming restless. Uneasy. Due to your injury, I feel uneasy. Fear. The thought of returning filled him with fear. Timid. You are every inch as timid as a mouse. Just speak up. Fuss. There's sure to be a fuss when they find the windows broken. Insult. Insult. He insulted her by calling her an idiot. Unkind. Don't be so unkind to your brother. Envy. The boy's new electronic toy train was the envy of his friends. Jealous. Guilt is always jealous. Doubt. There is no doubt about it. Suspicion. He is under suspicion of murder. Skeptical. He has a skeptical attitude towards all religions. Unsatisfactory. They demand a refund on unsatisfactory goods. Unstable. This bookcase is too unstable to hold so many books. Unsuitable. The dress is unsuitable for summer. Unwilling. He is unwilling to give up the opportunity. Reluctant. She was reluctant to leave the neighborhood of Paris. Hesitate. Please don't hesitate to do it. Confuse. Don't confuse Austria with Australia. Guilty. Whenever I think of how hard my parents are saving for my education and how little I've learned, I feel guilty. Embarrass. I was embarrassed by their compliments. Regret. You will regret it when you are older. Repent. He repented of his action. Ashamed. You should be ashamed of yourself. Sigh. She let out a long sigh of despair. Weep, laugh, and the world laughs with you. Weep, and you weep alone. Tolerance. We should always try to show tolerance to other people. Ignorant. Wise men become wiser as they grow older. Ignorant men more ignorant. Endure. I can't endure her endless complaints a moment longer. Sly. She had a sly personality. Cunning. You're cunning, and I can't work you out. Arbitrary. My choice was quite arbitrary. Ridiculous. Who made this ridiculous rule? Stupid. The man in the post office was too stupid for words. Awkward. The child is still awkward with his chopsticks. Clumsy. You are so clumsy. You've knocked over my cup of coffee. careless. This man was severely put down for his careless work. Oblivious. She was oblivious to our warnings. Naughty. Those naughty boys have been acting up again. Greedy. The greedy man is always needy. Obtrusive. Try to wear something less obtrusive. Slothful. Fatigue had made him slothful. Sluggish. If you don't eat breakfast, you'll feel tired and sluggish. Impulse. He bought the house on an impulse. Rigid. The old man is very rigid in his ideas. Stubborn. She won't do what I ask. She is very stubborn. Stereotype. This idea is an old-fashioned stereotype.